Mazer streaks away, power flying.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Para Podcast. I'm your interim host, the flying captain on the fly, I suppose, until Hamish joins us. John, joining me as always, Birdie.
Hey, how's it going, lads?
And Ham.
Crack a beer, take off your pants. It's footy season, baby!
Yes, indeed. We're officially at the starting. I know that round zero happened on the weekend, but in terms of the actual football that matters, the Parramatta football, we're at the starting line, boys. And just to reiterate, Hamish will be joining us shortly as he does his dinner prep for the family and then gets online. But in the meantime, let's jump right into it, boys, with a recap of the weekend action. And we're not talking about round zero. We can deal with that later. We'll talk about Parramatta action with the Eels having four games of junior reps taking place out at Eric Tweedale Stadium in Granville / Lidcombe. I'm not sure what its actual zoning designation is because it's right on the cusp of the two areas. But we'll start with the I was there by myself without you, Ham, this week, wasn't it? It's the inverse of what we've seen in recent times. So we had two wins, a draw, and a loss across the four grades, starting with the Lisa Fiola Cup, who continued their nice build into the season with a 44-0 shutout win against the Dragons. They were too fast, too good, too skilled for the Dragons on the day, and I think it was a real big demolition job from the middles. Leonia Vay was outstanding. Fontaine Tafua, the lock forward, was everywhere, setting up tries, scoring tries, having an absolute cracker. So a really good result for our girls. So that means that after their round one loss against the Dogs, Ham, I think they're undefeated now. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, so they're building really nicely into this season, which is what we expected when we initially saw them and what they'd done in the most recent season, 2023. So it's good to see that round one was a bit of a blip more than anything else. They solidify their place inside the top four as a result. And I think it's a top eight, at least if you're looking at this table now. There's now an orange line underneath the eighth place team. So Eels looking nice in that competition. Still two wins off the tabletopping Bulldogs, who got them in round one. But they're alongside the Roosters and the Tigers, or in similar positions, those two teams. That brings us to the Tasha Gale, where the Eels have had their struggles this year. And this was actually, at the time, the bottom of the ladder competition, with the winless Eels hosting not only the winless, but also scoreless Dragons. And thankfully for the Blue and Gold, they managed to continue both those trends for the Dragons. Big win, 36-0. This was a result that was desperately needed for our girls. And I don't know if it's going to kickstart them into a hunt for the finals, Sam. But it was definitely a performance that, if they weren't playing the Roosters next week, I could say they could seriously build on.
Well, I'll just say this about the Roosters. They lost 28-6 to the Steelers last week. They had a lot of outs. They had their big out, Alia Nazio, who's probably the best player of that age group in the women's. And a little tip for this week, she's not named.
Interesting. And by the by, the win does catapult the Eels up to ninth in a 13-team competition, where if it is a top eight, which again, the ladder now has the gold line, at least on the Eels website, underneath the eighth place Raiders, that actually puts them back in the hunt for the finals. Raiders are also one win from four starts, with a marginally better for and against than the Eels. So if they can build on this win, then yeah, suddenly the finals are a possibility for our girls. And yeah, it was really good to see them post a good win here. I thought the forwards again, Liana Dimmick, very good. The halves were busy. I was trying to think if I could just have a gander at the team list here, who had a really big game. The halves, Perigo and Hermano, were quite good. Mahe and Dimmick in the front row, very good. Rory Mueller, the dummy half, was very busy. Had some really good runs out of the ruck and caused a lot of havoc there. River Lee Arlo, very good as well. So good team effort there. And yeah, coming into that game, you always sort of get a bit nervous when it's two winless teams, and they show good composure. So well done to the girls. We go to the controversial result on the weekend. Harold Matts, it's a 20-all draw. It was a table-topping clash between the Dogs and the Eels, and the Eels jumped out to a good lead with tries either side of halftime, setting them up for what looked to be a win. Cyrus Bloomfield and Ezra Leota, the scorers there. Samuel Polley opening the scoring in the second minute with a chase on a grubber kick. But the Bulldogs storm back with tries in the 37th, 42nd and 47th minute. And then a sequence of play that saw Cyrus Bloomfield sent off for dissent or abusing the referee following what was a pretty poor missed call from the officials involving a ball that was tipped forwards by the Bulldogs and caught by a player that would have constituted a knock-on. And, yeah, it set up the Dogs to win the game with a penalty shot from about 2 to 3 metres to the right of the uprights and 12 metres out. And somehow, some way, they managed to shank it off the left upright. And we had, sorry, which player was it? It was Ryder Talangi that plucked the ball out of the air to secure the pill and give the Eels an unlikely chance at winning the game, but it wasn't to be, and it was a 20-all draw. The Eels were really good for a good stretch of this game, Ham, but then poor towards the end, and then managed to rally at the end to get the draw. I think they'll be disappointed by the result, but in terms of the latter, it doesn't hurt them too much. It does mean that they entered the round in third, they leave the round in third, because their for and against didn't change compared to the Dogs. Likewise, they both, I mean, it's a draw, so they're 4 points behind the Dogs, but they are now chasing the Magpies, who are 4 from 4 in terms of wins. Then the day rounded out with the SG Ball, and unfortunately this was the lone loss for the Eels, and I wasn't here for this one. I had some family commitments, I had to run, had to get out of Eric Tweedow, so I can tell you that they lost 32-16. It was, if the page loads up for me, one sec, 6 tries to 3 in favour of the Bulldogs, with Mo Alamadine, Jai Camilleri and Javon Stevenson-Hull scoring for the blue and gold, Dom Ferrugia 2 from 3 off the tee. A game marred by really bad completion rates, really bad attention to detail for our SG Ball, and it means they've, I say slumped, but they succumbed to 2 losses on the trot now. So they need to right the ship and get back to doing what they were doing so well in the first 3 rounds of competition, which was finishing really strongly on the back of good, solid football.
How are you doing, gents?
Hello.
I'm late.
We just are.
Hamish in here now.
Yeah, Hamish has checked in, as you can tell, and we've just wrapped up our weekend recap for the junior reps, and we can now toss it over to you to bring us to the news, which I think is fairly barren for the Parramatta Eels, and I'm not sure if there was too much in the NRL either.
Yeah, there was only, some sponsorship news with Actron Air. Then there's that Out of My Lane coming soon, and then I guess a bit of injury update, which doesn't really have too much. There's not too much of a change there. What, Wiremu Greg confirmed hamstring round 2. Tony Mataeli confirmed hamstring round 2. Matto back, expected to be available round 1. And then Bailey Simonson cleared of injury.
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, I guess that then takes us to season preview. Birdie, you already did yours. You wrote one in earlier. So have you got that there in front of you? And you can just read straight from it.
So I learned my lesson last year, because last year I thought, or 2022, I thought we'll sign Herbie Farnworth, and 3 days later he signed with the Dolphins, so I left it as long as possible. So here we go. Where we'll finish, I think 5th. To be honest, I'd like for us to finish top 2, top 3, but we're not the Sharks, you know, or, you know, some of these teams that get easy draws. Like, we get a hard draw every year, so expect us to finish top 5, or 5th, sorry. Best signing, I'm going with Kelmer Tuolungi. I just feel as though, like, there's nothing wrong with Morgan Harper. From seeing the trials, we kind of miss Papali'i, and I'm not saying he's the next Papali'i, but he's more of a Papali'i than Gerard Momosia was, or even Jack Murchie. So I feel as though he'll be decent. Worst signing, or has to be someone, so I'm going to go Morgan Harper, unfortunate. First player debut. So I went a bit from left field. I think the most popular choice was like Blaise Talangi, but I feel as though maybe Sean Geimer. I can see us, like, we never have a good year where we don't have injuries, so I can see us just losing players, especially in the back row. And I'm counting on like Geimer to hit the ground running in, you know, reserve grade and put in a good performance. So I can see him debuting first. So 3 players to debut this year. I think Geimer, Blaise, and then obviously Sanders. I can just see one of the halves going down and he'd be called up, but highest try scorer, you know, I've been big on Sean Russell this year. I think he's going to have a good year. Like, Sivo, yeah, he's going to get his 10, 15 tries each year, but I feel as though Russell is due for a big season. Players will sign. This will make Ham a bit happy. Moles Martin, you know, I can see him not getting any game time for Newcastle, and yeah, I can see maybe he might come back home. He might miss the good old Parramatta. Ken Fournette medal winner, I'm going to go Mitchell Moses. Breakout player, Sean Russell. Player to regress, I think I've already got that ticked off already after one trial, maybe Mike Asivo. Biggest win will be the Dragons, round 26. Biggest loss, I'm going Broncos. I can just see, I'm going to have a hot take, right? We won't lose a game this year by more than 13 plus. So I'm going to say our biggest loss will be Broncos, it'll be 10 points. Every game, if we lose, or every loss that we'll have will be like low scoring, you know, one or two tries. But yeah, I can see us losing to the Broncos, you know, 12, 13 points. Dally M, Moses, and yeah, that's it really. So be interesting to see how many I get correct towards the end of the year. But yeah, over to you guys.
Woody, I think that's you next, alphabetically.
All right, so I will go plus one, or I suppose minus one, depending on how you look at the ladder, but plus one for the Eels to finish fourth. I would love to see us obviously get to the minor premiership, but I think realistically, you look at the draw, the standard of competition, which is, I think, risen in general, barring the bottom couple of teams, and you could make an argument for the Eels to finish anywhere between second to even like 10th, depending on luck with injury, suspension, form and whatnot. So I'll sit towards the upper quartile there in fourth. Best signing, I think Birdie's pretty much on the money here. We didn't make a lot of signings in general, but Kel Mataulunga has looked really good in the preseason and through the trials. I think he's going to be hopefully the next in a long line of productive, not scrap heap players that, you know, there's been a different level of player from, you know, Gower to Papali'i, but that sort of raw prospect that BA hones into a representative caliber forward. And by virtue, I suppose, like him, I think Morgan Harper has done better in the preseason than I expected of him. I know, but I mean, you can remember back to our previous podcasts and I was pretty, you know, harsh in my criticism of the signing, but he looks to be a fairly competent pickup, but he's going to be the worst of the two players. So he picks up that gong, unfortunately. First player to debut, I'm going to keep it simple. We're paper thin in the backs. We've already seen that in round one. With how the teams had to roll out without Mike Acevo, I'm going to go with Blaise Talangi. Although I do like the boldness of the Gaiman prediction there, Birdie. He's a very good player. I will also go three players to debut, but I will go Blaise, Sanders, and if we're really rolling in the back end of the season, I think maybe Matt Arthur could get a little cheeky run on the bench at some point. Highest try scorer, Sean Russell's a good shout. I will go with Mike Acevo just because we do love attacking down our left edge. And even with the three-game minimum handicap that he has right now, I think enough football will end up his way to put him in the mix. Player that will sign, I have no idea. So I'm just going to indulge in the silly little rumors that we're doing the rounds on the internet today and say, if we're crazy enough to do the player trade for Ryan Madison and Zach Lomax, then Lomax will be the first player we sign. I don't know if there's any credence to those rumors, but it's something. I have no idea where else our recruitment would be pointed towards. Ken Fournette winner, Dylan Brown, he owes us. He's going to have a big year. Breakout player, I'm with Birdie. Sean Russell is a great pick there. Player to regress, Mike Acevo, also not a bad pick, Birdie, but I'm going to take the lowest hanging fruit possible and go Jiro Momosia, since he's not even named in reserve grade. Biggest win, you got the Dragons, which I think is a good pick there. You know what? Easter Monday against the Tigers. We're due for an Easter Monday dust up on them, so I'll go there. And biggest loss, Broncos again, a very good pick from Birdie. But I will circle the Rabbitohs game in round 12 at TBA. It hasn't got a venue for whatever reason, because I feel like they're going to want revenge for us busting the streak last year. Dally M.
Go Dally M.
I don't know. If I have to pick an Eel, Dylan Brown, obviously with the double of the Ken Fournette. Non-Eel, Reece Walsh.
Him.
Just a quick one on 40s on there. Can Momosia regress any further?
Not making New South Wales Cup is I think it's arguably regression. So
there was a couple of times he didn't make it last year. I'm not here to shit on anyone else's predictions because
It sounds like you're shitting on my prediction here.
I've yet to read mine, so I've made a few changes from my initial predictions.
Oh, the benefit of going last. He gets to shape his predictions so, you know, he doesn't tread on the same ground as me and Birdie.
Second last. Thank you very much. I'm going the other way. We're finishing sixth. Our best signing, I did initially say Joe Offerhand-Goway. I think it'll be Morgan Harper. Best signing. I think he'll solidify that centre spot and we'll give him another 12 months, which means our worst signing. Jeez.
Kel Mataulunga.
I did say Morgan Harper, but if that's the case, it's going to have to be Kel Mataulunga, who I think is going to be a good signing for us.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no,
who was our best and worst signing from last year?
Worst signing, Momosia worst.
Who was our best then?
Hopgood.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yep, all good. How do I forget him? Hop good.
It feels like he's been here for years, to be fair. Like, he fits so well, both culturally and in terms of his position in the team. So, yeah, he's been part of the furniture.
First plate debut. I'm going to cheat here. He's already in the reserves. Blaze Talangi. How many players debut? I'm going two. I'm going Blaze and I'm going Ethan Sanders when Mitchell Moses gets picked for State of Origin.
I like it.
Highest try scorer, stepping on toes here, Sean Russell. I think we'll play the right side a lot more this year. The way we set things up in the trial matches, I think we're right side, strong side this year. Player we're signed, I did initially say Trey Mooney, who I do think will sign, but again, stepping on toes here of my colleagues, my acquaintances, I'm going to say Max Jorgensen from Rugby Union. Ken Thornett winner, Dylan Brown, I think that's whatever. Breakout player, Sean Russell, he's going to cement that right wing spot.
No pressure on Russell, eh?
Player to regress, Mike Acevo, he's going to lose his spot to Morgan Harper and Bailey Simonson, and he'll be seeing out there in reserve grade. I think he'll be in reserve grade from round four, if I'm honest. Biggest win, it's got to be against the Tigers, doesn't it? I'm saying round 27 when we play them at Campbelltown, week before the finals at Campbelltown. We're going to smash them. Biggest loss, I think this is an easy one. It's versus Storm in Magic Round. We do not have a good fortunes up in Magic Round, and against the Storm, it's even worse. And Dally M, I think this is going to be... They're going to do it. They're going to try and keep him in Rugby League, but he's going to go over to Rugby Union once his contract's up, and that is Nathan Cleary.
Right, in rugby, doing the best that they can.
I think so. Maybe not as necessary, but I think he'll go over to rugby, like French or English rugby, to be with his partner over there. So they'll try their best. Peter Volandis will try and get his fingers into the pie and say, no, we need Nathan in the game. We need to promote him to Las Vegas because Americans don't know who this player is, but he's big to us.
All right. Well, this is straight off the dome. Haven't written anything down. Where will the Eels finish fourth? Best signing, Tuolungi. Worst signing, we only made two. So sorry, Harper. First player to debut. I won't go with Geimer. That was a pretty good one. I think it's Blaze It. As Ham pointed out, named on the extended bench, he seems to be the next man up. If there's going to be an injury to any of the outside backs or to Gutherson at fullback. How many players to debut? I'm just going to say the one, Blaze. Actually, I'll say two. And Sanders, you're right there, Ham. Moses, when you said picked for Origin at 5'8".
I think that's the go.
Okay. Highest try scorer. I'm going to go different to you guys, even though I think Sean Russell's going to have a great year on the wing there. But I'm going to go for Mr. Pennacini. He's going to nab a couple off Sean Russell. And you know, we've seen him in his two trial matches, and he is red and ready to go. He is looking absolutely massive. And just look at the size of his legs. He's almost got Junior Paulo-esque quads on him. The new Quadzilla. Player will sign. I guess the hot money there, as 40 pointed out, Zach Lomax, if there's going to be some sort of player swap. Ken Thornett, winner. Or we still maybe at log-ons with the Dogs signing, it seems like every fringe forward that they can find, do they have to give up Josh Adokar, and we can get, you know, a serviceable winger on the left edge.
That would be very nice.
It would be nice. Ken Thornett, player of the year. I'm going to go with the Hop God. He just embodies Ken Thornett, player of the year. I reckon he's going to get his rep call up this year for Queensland. And he's going to have
Gene Miles talking him up in the papers this week, I think. So
yeah.
Breakout player. I know you guys had Sean Russell. He's a bit of a smoky there. For me, I'm going to go a little outside of that and go for Joey Lussick at hooker. Like, that's, you know, he's been a bit of a journeyman, gone over to the UK, come back. But I think he's going to be steady Eddie there at hooker, give the service that's required, and just have us going in the right direction every week, every set, every play.
I would have said that's more inside than outside, because outside Sean Russell's the sideline, so...
Very good one there. Thanks, Dad. player to regress. I think Makasivo, you know, we've opined. He's got himself already a 3-week holiday to start the season. you know, just have some issues there with age and also with commitment. Biggest win, 40, I like your thinking. Easter against the West's Tigers at our jungle. And biggest loss, I'm going to steal that one from you as well. Ham against the Storm Magic Round. You know, we always play the Storm crap up at Suncorp. Dally M, I don't think it'll be Moses. They'll give it to somebody. They'll have to give it to Ponga this year. They'll give it to Ponga.
Oh, okay.
And that'll wrap up. Sorry, children just getting out of the shower and being very loud. We'll get back to the juniors. Ham, can I get you to take the juniors?
Yeah, sure. So we're going from Harold Matz here. So there's a few changes in the back line there. Obviously, Cyrus Bloomfield lining back up at fullback despite being sent off. We have shaken, not stirred, Samuel Mardini.
Yes.
I had to slip it in for you there, mate. Andy Johansson, Nathan Howlett, Larima Rokosuka, Taylor Nazardi, Lincoln Fletcher. We know these names. We love these names. They're good names. Now we're going to the forward pack where we love these names even more. Ryder Talangi, Ezra Liotta, Ocean Vivella, Samuel Polly, Michael Nauer, Natutu Tasina, Liotta. Again, just gun forward pack. We love them all. They're fantastic. Wesley Picotti, Billy Fineni, Kasinga Noah, and Sanjay Ulukini. How you reckon they're going, 40?
Yeah, good little rundown there. And you got the two extended players, Josiah Tuau and Michael Filalava, I believe it is. So, yeah, very good-looking team. The one change in the back line with Mardini coming in. They'll be very keen to rectify the draw from last week against Central Coast Roosters. And unfortunately, we won't be able to see this because they're out at Woi Woi. Woi Woi Oval, 12 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, so it's going to be an impossibility to be both there and in attendance at CommBank. So I have to get the post-match wrap-up from 60s when he has a chance to review the footage. He's looking at the Harold Matthews Cup. Central Coast Roosters are in 7th right now. So they're one of the better teams in this competition, given that there are 17 teams now. So they're in the upper echelons there, with the Eels still occupying 3rd, as we mentioned earlier in the podcast.
So win?
Yes.
Yeah, win. Then we move on to the Knights, who had a bit of highlights this week with Wilson DeCourcy absolutely flattening the Manly fullback. And he's looks like he's been suspended for a high shot there, so that's whatever. A lot of changes in this one. New signing, Oliver McCarthy, I believe he comes from Shell Harbour. On the wings, Maui Alamedine, Dominic Faruja, gun players. They're fantastic. Pretty typical wingers. I expect them, once this season wraps up, they'll be in jersey flag. Corey Lee making his, not the start for the year, but a start in the centres.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting move there. Davonto Vivella, Lorenzo Talatina, Dylan Brettle. Pretty stock standard, except for those two changes. And then the forward pack, Javan Stevenson-Hala, Lockie Koinikas, did he start last
week? He did. He wasn't listed to start on Team List Tuesday, but in the final Team List, he was starting.
Yeah. I believe first game for the year, Kobe Herford. And then that back row, Josiah Funa-Iuta, Torres Lokeni, Max Popo. They've been the starting back row the entire year. They all play 80 minutes, if not very close to 80 minutes, so there's no changes there. And then on the bench, first game for the year for Tyson Sangalang, I believe.
Yeah, 18th man for pretty much every game thus far. Good high-energy player, so he'll help the team shore up that middle.
Former starting front row there in Sebastian Piakala and Bo Lucien. I imagine that changes so that they're not dropping off intensity once the bench mm-hmm. is brought on.
And, so that's and a Seb,
very interesting move there.
Seb was quite effective in that role last year as well with the SG ball, so not a shock that they've looked to shake things up that way.
And then big Elijah Shane Taupau-Taylor, their first game again, I believe.
Yes, he's been on the extended roster the last couple of weeks. He was, I say high profile relative to the junior reps. He made headlines in the Daily Telegraph, I believe, when we signed him last year as a fairly highly regarded prospect from North Queensland. So very keen to, again, we won't be able to see this one in person, but to get some feedback into how he goes this week making his debut for the Eels.
So, yeah, and then Jai Camilleri and Dakota Kokoi on the reserves there. Knights coming in 3rd. How do you reckon we go this one?
I think given on the back of 2 losses, it's going to be tough. I would say we enter this game as underdogs, and I think the most probable outcome is a loss, but if they do rectify those discipline issues with a born hand, they'll be able to push Newcastle, even considering that they're a top three team.
I like it. I suppose we're going to Jersey Flegg next. Ooh, I better
I can jump back in.
Oh, beautiful.
So still out at Eric Tweedle Stadium there for that full five games of action, 1:30 p.m. Eagles and Dogs in that team list. A couple of new names there I haven't seen. A couple are returning. Tweedle at fullback. You guys have talked him up before.
Yeah, good. He's a very well-rounded player. He obviously starred last year in the SG Ball, forming a great connection with Sanders, Lynn and Arthur in the spine. I do wonder if he's got the top-end speed to be like a long-term prospect, the fullback, or whether he needs to shift in, say, the centres. But he was very impressive last year.
And then I guess the other names that sort of jump out there, Josh Lynn at 5'8", Sam Tuivasa, starting prop, and Jock Brazel, and even Max Tupou, I guess, at lock.
Yeah, Ham was saying it to me in the sort of green room and earlier. It's a very good forward pack in this grade. You go through Tuivasa, you mentioned.
17.
Yeah, exactly.
17 is just absolutely huge.
Tuivasa, Pryke, Latu, Brazel, Tupou, they're all returning players from last year, so they're very experienced with this grade. And then on the interchange, you've got three monster units. Lance Fulima and LeBron Tuala, we all know, from last year. But the new one is Damascus Steel Nemia, who's got an incredible name and had a pretty good preseason by all accounts. I got a bit of a report today saying he was pretty handy in the preseason trials, and he's another big bopper. So that gives you three big units alongside a good utility and Pat Spence on the interchange. And Will Lewis, very unlucky to miss out him. But looking at the composition of that team, it's understandable why he might be the man that misses out this week.
Yeah, you talk about big boppers. When Saxon Pryke is probably your smallest middle, you got a pretty bloody big forward pack.
And then in New South Wales Cup, we have 3:05 Eels against the Dogs, Combank Stadium, also streamed on Foxtel, so that's curtain raiser. Get out there earlier to watch this game. Our team list, pretty much as we assumed, without Jura Momosia. I guess the big one in this one is Matt Arthur, named at starting hooker, with Manny Luke, the interchange dummy half, who, you know, had a couple of games last year where, you know, he put his hand up for that starting role. So, and I guess Makahesi Makatoa starting lock there, that's a bit different.
Yeah, they've pushed Luca Moretti to an edge, where he was playing in the middle, both in Reggie's and NRL last year. So, interesting move there. I don't know. Personally, I would prefer, I think, Moretti at lock, and then you'd start one of Rodwell, McIntyre, throw the other one on the bench, and then get Charlie Geimer on the edge to start. I think I value the development of Geimer more than the other configuration. I don't know about you, Ham, but yeah, that's how I'd like to see the forward pack.
The only way I could see them doing this is if they want Luca to be playing 80, so they might do sort of 20 to 30 on the edge.
And then push him to lock after.
Yeah, and then bring Charlie on so he's not playing full 80, he's still sort of starting.
Yeah, that's actually a sensible take there. I'm keen to see Matty Arthur get some extended playing time in the cup and not knock himself out in the first tackle of a game. And thankfully he was okay after that. Sanders, Talangi in the spine, that's going to be really fun to see. Backline is a little bit grim. Samuel Ozu is back at the club after spending part of the preseason at the Tigers and then coming back to the Eels. But outside of that, Lumi, Sini, we know who they are. They're not going to be contributing first graders for us, and that's unfortunate. But
it's just a shame. You know, you put in
Richard Benassini, Mill Stephen.
And then even, you know.
And no, if Martin this week too, whether he's injured, I'm not sure. But
you know, you're looking at Sivo, Simonson or Harper there. You add another one of those players in, and all of a sudden you're not having Lumi, Luizu and Sini there. So, unfortunate injury timing.
Decent forward pack, some talent in the spine to grow. But yeah, this team doesn't scream a super high ceiling right now. So they've got a bit of work to do.
If they've got to play to their strength of just being a hard-working team, get through their sets, get to their kick, and then play off an error from the opposition, they're not going to be breaking a game open.
Yeah, I guess the Logs, they were pretty much one of the top runners in this competition last year, mostly because their first grade and reserve grade team are full of reserve graders. All right. But they've named, yeah, I guess if you want to go out and see Bronson Cherry plays first return back, former Eel Hayes Perrin playing centre. And that's Joash Papali'i at fullback, not Josh Papali'i.
Yeah, one of our more talented juniors, to be fair.
Beyond Diodo, he was he a former Eel?
Yes, former Eel, correct.
Yep. And then the sex god from the Gold Coast, former Manly, Mortine aficionado Liam Knight. Yeah, they've got a fair few reserve grade there for the Bulldogs. Which brings us to that first grade team. 5:30 p.m. Combank Stadium, kicking off the season at home. Should be a packed house, also on KO and Foxtel. We'll start with the Bulldogs lineup: Blake Taff at fullback, Blake Wilson and Josh Adokar on the wings, Jacob Kiraz and Crichton, the captain, in the centres. Matt Burton, Drew Hutchinson in the halves, Matt King and Pawasa Marsili. Did I pronounce that correctly? I hope I did. At starting props, Reid Marnie at hooker, Viliami Kikau, Jacob Preston, second row, Jamin Salmon at lock. Interchange bench with the frosted tip is Kurt Mann. Bring back 2001 Marshall Mathers.
And sick baby.
Former Eel Sam Hughes, former Eel Josh Curran, although I think that was only in flag, wasn't it? He never played.
Josh Curran didn't even get the SG ball, I don't believe.
No, yeah. It's just like a...
Curtis
only
played one season of SG Ball.
Oh, sorry, one season, yeah.
And then Curtis Moran, before he got offered like 300K a year.
A very good deal from the Roosters, yes.
Curtis Moran on the bench, then the extended bench, Bronson Cherry, the sex god, Jake Turpin, Connor Tracy, and Katoga. Then for the Eels, Clint Gutherson, captain and fullback, Bailey Simonson, Sean Russell named on the wings. Will Penny, Morgan Harper in the centres, Dill Brown, Mitch Moses halves, RCG, Paolo, the starting props, Joey Lussick starting hooker, Sean Lane, Bryce Cartwright, second row. I guess there wasn't an option there in our season preview, but I guess bounce back player of the year, Sean Lane, that's a shout.
Yes, after the horror. Lock. Yeah.
Brendan Hands, Ryan Madison, Joe O, and Kelma Tuolangi on the interchange bench. Offi Ogden, Dejon Arce, Luca Moretti, Maxi Makatoa, Blaze Tuolangi, all on the extended bench. Luca Moretti needs to get an updated photo there. He's got the old kit still there. It's a bit strange. All right, so Ham, Bertie, I will come to you, but Ham, I want to gauge your views on Simonson on the wing. You weren't a fan of it previously, but... Do you think for the first 3 weeks it's Morgan Harper, Bailey Simonson, we can get that to work?
Well, I'm going no negative to start the year, especially with this first grade team. No negatives. So I liked the way that Sivo defended outside of Harper in that second trial. I thought he was much more controlled than when he was outside Bailey. And I like Bailey's rucking abilities. So I much prefer... that configuration for the time being until Bailey gives me reason to dismiss that. So full positive, only good thoughts. It'll be a much better defensive edge, and I believe that rucking out the ball will be much better with Simonson on the wing than we will slow Sivo there.
Bertie, do you reckon we could have put Hayes Dunster in at the wing there and kept Simonson at centre?
No. Like, and that's only because, like...
No, dickhead.
it's more so... I was just trying to think, all right, so, like, if I was to rank the players... I hate comparing it to NFL, but if I was to rank the players, I think Harper's a better player than Dunster. And I'm not disrespecting Dunster, but I have to see more of Dunster if he's recovered from whatever he had last year and... I feel so like the only negative of Harper is his defense, right? So, he can't get any worse. He can't reach Mocka Oldfield levels, So give him a go. And then, I don't know, it's such a hard one because, it's just the unknowns of Dunster. I need to see him do well for Reggie's, but yeah, I don't know. Our problem is that deaf man. We're really getting tested. Like one guy gets suspended and we're all out of whack and players playing everywhere. So I'm not a fan of it, but hey. Season's not even started yet. We can go sign someone, I believe. So, yeah.
And 40, what are your thoughts on how the bench has played out there?
Well, injury has sort of paved the way for BA to not think too much about the bench this week, which I suppose is a blessing in disguise or a silver lining to Woody Wiramu getting that 1 week strain in his hammy. Instead of having to mull and figure out which forward is going to miss out or whether you're going to go four forwards and no utility. by going Hands, Madison, Ofengahi, and Tuolungi. He just gets to pick a strong bench without worrying about the complications that come with the extra player. Next week, obviously, is going to be a bit different, assuming everyone's either healthy or not suspended. But right now, I like that bench. Hands obviously covers dummy half primarily, but gives you coverage in the spine or even a lock forward if you want to play a small lock there. And then the other forwards give you a wide range of coverage from the middle to the edge to even the centres in the case of Tuolungi, who seems to be hopefully the second coming of Murata in that regards. You know, a real hard-nosed offloader that can play a few different roles. So I like the bench, Hamish. I think that, again, this week BA's been solved the head scratcher there. So it's going to be more interesting next week to see what he does when everyone's available.
Yeah, I guess that's the big question. Is Bitter McGreg, when he comes back, where does he fit in? Who makes way? Interesting questions. Maybe there won't even be a decision to be made next week with Zach Lomax coming over and Ryan Madison going to the
Reef. Yeah, if you're putting stocks into the internet rumours, then yeah, that certainly solves that issue. And also,
where did that one surface, that rumour?
I think it started on League Unlimited. At least that's where
Best rumours start. All right, and for me, just looking at the team stats, 51 played in since 1998, 27 wins to the Eels, 23 to the Bulldogs. Last year, we doubled it up there.
Three on the trot and seven of the last eight.
4-12, 30-4 over the Dogs. Birdie, I'll go back to you. So where do you think our weaknesses are? Where do you think our positives are going to lie?
Weakness, can I start with Mark O'Neill or no? honestly, our weakness, maybe like, I think it's just rucking our defense. You know, our wingers, like Russell will try his best, but you know, he's no Taylor May or even, you know, Taruva like they have at the Panthers. So we're gonna have to rely on Guffer a lot to, you know, start our sets off very well, because I'm a bit worried about that. Other than that, like, I don't mind the bench, you know, to be honest. Like you know, three forwards, so. Surely we can bash these forwards into oblivion. Like, there's no one really that scares me. And if we can pin them inside their top, inside their 30, it's going to be great, because I don't see a kicker on their team. Like, Burton's just got a bomb. That's it. Hutchinson, can he kick at all? Like, there's literally no one there that can kick them out of trouble. So if we can just pin them, we'll win the field possession, whatever it is. Whatever that saying is, the territory. So other than that, you know, they like to offload the ball. You know, they've got a few offloaders in the team, you know, Kikau, Salmon, even Jacob Carraz, you know. So we're going to have to lock up the offload. But I feel confident we'll get the job done easily.
40.
Yeah, look, I think the back line, especially the depth of our back line, is obviously not just a game weakness, but a macro weakness in how we're going to tackle the run towards a potential premiership in season 2024. The fact that we're, you know, one game in, we're not even a game in, we're zero games in, and we're already sort of really stretching our backline depth is a concern. And again, as Birdie was sort of alluding to, it comes back to some potentially mismanagement of the roster and the top 30 that we need to rectify. But in terms of our team composition, I mean, we've got an outstanding forward pack. I really like the bench, and obviously that's considering that Woody's not available this week, so it gets even better next week, depending on how BA wants to spin that configuration. So, it comes back to that back line. Will Penasini is world class. Quinton Gufferson's, he is the king. But outside of that, I think we've got, you know, fringe first graders. Bailey, Morgan, and Sean. I think if you had one of them in your back line as your weakest in your back line, you've got a good back line. The Eels have three of them right now. And that's probably what points to our biggest weakness in our squad. And that's not to say that Sean Russell can't, you know, have a huge season and be the breakout player that I think three of us tipped this year. But right now, if you had to pick a weakness in our team, yeah, it's the back line.
And him, any other final words before we get to prediction?
Firstly, no negatives. What happened to that, fellas?
You said you were no negative.
It's a week. No negatives, only positives.
We're talking realism round one. That's what we're at.
Well, realism round one. I just had a look. The Dogs, none of their forwards average over 100 metres a game.
Good
stuff. They might be hard workers in defence, but Kikau's lazy. We're going to target him with Mitchell Moses on the right side. Him and Penasini are going to run a riot. Their backs, yeah, they make metres, but we've got the kicking game of Moses to pin them down. That's where we need to play it. We need to play it within the track line, within the train lines, right in the middle. As Corey Parker's favourite saying, middle third. We're going to take our middle third and we're going to ram it down their throats.
Reckon Matto plays prop ham, looking at that bench?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, here's a little tip for you. I reckon Tuolungi starts, Lane on the bench.
Ooh, bring Kelmer off spicy. Lane, played
60.
Yeah, that's spicy. I don't mind that. And then you can redeploy Kelmer where you need to as the game sort of plays out.
Later on, because Kelmer's good in 20-minute stints. I think outside of that, he might struggle a little bit. So if you can bring him on for 20 minutes and then say another 10 to 15 later on in the game when things are tiring down, I don't think this Dogs team will tire much because they're lightweight and they're workers in defence. So a bit of that will help. But in terms of attack, their middle's got nothing. Seriously, Taff, Burton, Hutchison, Marnie, we've got to be beating that.
Right, yeah, and for me, Jamin Salmon at lock, that's an interesting pick as well, I guess. I know he's played a bit of like second row when he was over at Panthers as sort of like a
the Bulldogs ball player. Are the sort of team that play Monopoly and just like take the utility tiles and that's it.
Lock is a very different game. You've got to be very high working, high numbers.
I wonder if they're going to try and leverage him as a middle playmaker to make up for some of the deficiencies across the spine. I don't know. He hasn't been a half for a long time. He's been more of a pure edge for Penrith. So, yeah, very, very interesting to see how he gets used.
All right. Well, let's go to predictions there, Bill. First try score or eventual score?
First try score, I'm going to go Will Pinicini. I just feel as though he looks bigger, stronger, faster, whatever that saying is. Look, he's my boy from day one, and I'm going to back him each week.
Day one.
So I'm going to say Parramatta 28, Bulldogs 10. And I'm going to give a bold prediction. I feel as though both our props will score. Reg and Junior will break the nudie streak round one.
Bold, 40.
Yeah, I do like the idea of the right edge being the decisive factor in that opening try. But I could definitely see either Will Pennicini scoring it or being complicit in the creation of it. So I will go with Mitchell Moses for the FTS. I will go with the Parramatta Eels to win by a fairly similar margin to Birdie. I think you said 28-10 was a Birdie.
I'm not going to lie, I probably forgot about it already.
It was in that range. I'll go 26-8. And then, yeah, just a good solid win. I think 26-8 was maybe the potential for a blowout if the Eels are locked in. So that could be a few more points to be scored there.
Yeah.
I'm going Parramatta to score 36 points to 6. First try scorer, I'm going up the guts. I'm going the hop goat, Jermaine Hopgood.
It's got to be a long-range try so the boys can razz him about his running style again.
90 metres off the kickoff.
All right, for me, first try scorer, Reg the Campbell Gillard, over the top of Reed Marty, straight through the guts.
Oh, that's poetic.
I like that. That is
poetic.
Teaching his son another lesson.
I've actually been growing out the moustache for Reg. We're backing him this year.
Backing the mo. Mine's a bit blonde, which is a bit of a problem. So I can't.
Those mine.
Yeah.
I need to die. I need to die.
Eventual score, 26-16. Not as big of a blowout. I think a couple of tries late for the Bulldogs. We were a little bit lapsed. And I think it's something that we really need to work on throughout the season is that getting to that full 80 performance. But hopefully they prove me wrong and we can have a positive vibe mindset as Ham is trying to induce in all of us. But starting the season right with a win over the much-hated enemy, the Bulldogs, will be a great thing on that Saturday, 5:30 p.m. with a full packed house at Parramatta Stadium.
Yes, get out there.
All right, well, that was a big one. Juniors, season preview, juniors, flag, reserve grade, first grade. Big episode, ready for a big round one. We're officially into 2024. We even had, two games already, which were probably not the scores or the victors we were expecting. I certainly wasn't expecting somebody to throw out the term monkey on the field and say it's fine because whatever happens on the field is just fun and games. Like, yeah. How much stuff do these guys get Unbelievable. But we certainly won't have any of our players doing any of that crap.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps we can have another, what was that one last year, that the white girl with five big guys around her will be the five Eels forwards around Reed Marty.
Classic internet meme there. Thank you, Hamish.
All right, well, let's Eels and hope to see you down there on Saturday and partying after with to the good guys in round one.
Good go, Power. Fighting tears into the blue, I broke your way to go. And when we see the other side,